أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وولا رب شرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum for making the tutorial. The tutorial, we are going to stop at where the morning tutorial stopped. So if, for example, we finish that before time, like before we are able to, like before our class ends, then in that case we'll just stop at that point, because I want to keep the tutorials and the lectures consistent. But if we don't, we consume all of our time. Alhamdulillah, that's khair and barakah. Welcome everybody to the tutorial. Can you hear me okay, firstly? Great. And can you also see me okay? Is the camera all right? All right, great. I'm just using a new setup for my camera. I just wanted to make sure if that is fine. Just experimenting with a couple of different hardwares, and now I think maybe this is probably the best one to settle on, inshallah. We'll start our discussion, or we'll start our session in the class recordings page. The class recordings page is very important for us. I made a few modifications to it since last time we were in class together. Course materials over here, I'll keep posting updated course notes. That is for the lectures, okay? The tutorial notes, I'll keep posting them here. This is for the tutorials, okay? And I'll update the link every single time, okay? The textbook, I'll, as it's slowly but surely worked on, I will keep updating you on its status, but it's always going to be here, inshallah. Any handouts? Handouts, for example, today I have a handout for you, especially for those of us who are not able to make it and they watch the video. And before they watch the video or before they read the tutorial notes, they want to attempt the questions. Okay, in that case, the tutorial handout will give you the opportunity to attempt the questions. The tutorial notes will have all the answers filled in. All right, but the handout here does not have the answers filled out. So if you are watching the video, you want to attempt the questions as we're doing it in the video or beforehand, this is the link you click on. Some diagrams, like this is the root word family member diagram that I drew to just put it here as a resource for all of us. Life class links, of course, are here. Class recordings are here as well. I made a little section for homework, and this homework is only after your tutorial is done. So if your tutorial is right now, then your homework will be like from now. It won't, like, you're not expected to know it from beforehand. I won't give homework at the normal lecture. That's not what we'll do. Neither will we do homework, you know, on a weekday, for example, right? Like, I won't have it on a Monday or a Thursday. It's only on the Saturday that we'll have the homework, and the homework is basically activities from the tutorial that we did not complete, either because of time or because I feel or felt that is something it would be more suited if you did it on your own time, okay? That is over here. And useful links, I keep adding some things here and there for you. The Arabic keyboard is here. The article Hamzul Wasl is a good article. The Quran dictionary is a very good resource, and we're going to utilize it today, inshallah. Verb concordance, also on corpus.quran.com. it shows the frequency of which family or which verb, which fi'l occurs in the Quran. So qala, which means to say, is the highest frequency of the fi'l in the Quran. So that's very interesting. So that's there. Ejtal is our place where we will access Hanswer, our dictionary. Hanswer will become your friend. Friend whether you like him or not. Inshallah, you'll like him. Maybe even grow to really like him, inshallah. And lastly, the Arabic typing tutor. This is something that if you like to brush up on your Arabic typing skills, it's a nice tool. You click on lesson one, turn on your Arabic keyboard, and then it'll tell you kashin and gaf, sorry, sheen and sheen and sheen and sheen, and then gaf, 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 sheen, 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 gaf, 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 like that. Okay, so that's a nice tool. It has a few lessons. You know, it even has like hadith of Imam Nawawi, innamal amalu bin niyat, you can type it. It's a pretty cool thing to practice on, inshallah. Okay, so these are good resources. They're all here. Keep checking the page. I'll keep posting things that will help you in your study of Arabic, inshallah, from time to time. The question, some questions. Is there? What is the homework? Okay, homework. I think maybe that was before I made this comment. The homework is over here, Sister Vidat. And don't worry, it's only after your tutorial. The second question is there one set of notes shared by both groups? Correct. Yeah, there is one set of notes that are shared by both groups. Just to keep this page from getting extremely crowded, as you can see, it's already pretty crowded. The set of notes and set of recordings are only one. Generally, I post the recording that's in the evening, the Qamar recording. Okay. Let us start at this chart one more time, because I think the chart can help us in the study, in helping us start our study today. Okay. We have root letters. Root letters that we have, those three root letters can up to 10 word families. Okay, these word families follow a specific pattern. They share meaning. Some meaning is shared between all of them. Okay, and they share the root letters. Then you have each of the family has, for our purposes, 6 members: past tense, present tense, command tense, the masdar, the actor, the acted upon. This is something that each family has. So if, imagine there's a root letter that has members in each of the families, that's 10, each of those 6 members, 60. So one root letter can spawn 60 words. Subhanallah. In fact, the answer is actually even more than 60 sometimes. In fact, oftentimes. So that's a very powerful feature of Arabic. It's a very impressive, in fact, feature of Arabic. And that allows us and opens the door for us to acquire vocabulary in a very systematic, organized manner. Now, we are looking at the tutorial notes. We are starting with our family 2 overview. Family 2 overview, which we had covered last time, somewhat briefly, but today we are going to do it, inshallah ta'ala, with more detail. The past tense is sallama, okay, and its meaning is he protected from harm. he protected for harm. The actor in this is what? The actor here is you can type something. He. Great, thank you. The actor is he. And the tense, the time where it's taking place is the past. Protected. Correct? Yusallimu. He protects from harm. Again, the actor is he. Protects is in the present tense, and that is the two parts that make up a fi'l, the actor and the tense that make up the action. Command tense, sallim, you protect from harm. The actor here is you, and the tense here is in the present tense as well, but there is a particular reason why we've excluded it from the present tense. Because as you can see, its Arabic appearance is different, and its actor by default is going to be you. And we'll talk about this more on Monday when we get there. At-Taslim is the masdar, the protection from harm. That is the masdar, that is the fi'il, basically, in the form of an ism, the protection from harm. These three are fa'il, as we have discussed before. That's a long L. And these three, the protection from harm, al-musallim, the protector, al-musallam, the protected, are ism. All right? Yes. So, in the family, right? The family members, three of the family members for every single word family are gonna be fi'il, and three will be ism. Okay? Okay. Now, let's go to, we're focusing on past tense family 2. That's our focus. We haven't covered in too much detail the rest of these. Okay? So we're going to focus our attention on past tense. All right. What are we focusing on, or what are we concerned about? We are focusing on the family 2 past tense. Activity number 1. Make the past tense for family 2. For the following words, and look up the meaning in the dictionary. Okay? Look up the meaning in the dictionary. Okay, this is a note that I will explain to you in a little bit, inshallah. Alright. Here is our first set of letters. Root letter 1 is Ain. Root letter 2 is Lam. Root letter 3 is meme. Okay, so our pattern is root letter 1 has a fatha, root letter 2 has a shadda and a fatha, root letter 3 has a fatha. So that said, what should be my pattern here? What should be my answer here? Fatha on root letter 1, then shadda and fatha on root letter 2, and fatha on root letter 3. And I get allama. What do I get? Allama. Excellent. What is the meaning of allama? For that, I will go to Ejtal. Right? Ejtal is over here. Ejtal is right here. Dictionaries. Okay? And here in, I will type. If I can, I have a few options. I can type, I can open the Arabic keyboard, right? I can open the Arabic keyboard, and Arabic keyboard, I can type Ain, Lam, and Meem. Okay, and then I can copy this and I can paste this and press OK. And boom, right there. Now, I'm looking for form 2. So for form 2, I don't have to concern myself with these things. I looked to find, or I look for family 2, so I'm looking for the Roman numeral 2, which is right here. Roman numeral 2 is right there in the middle of all like crazy words. Okay, and it says what? It says to teach, and there's something in the bracket, instruct, brief, and the passage continues column 1 and then down all the way from column 1 to the top of column 2 to train, school, educate, designate, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so our meaning for this, just to make it easy, is to teach, right? The meaning here is to teach. Now, when we put it in the fi'il, when you put this in the fi'il, we will add the actor. What's my actor again? Excellent. So I would say he, and I'm past tense. So the meaning would be what? He he taught. Yep, he taught. That would be my answer. Okay, so I'm gonna give everybody a few moments, maybe 5 minutes to 10 minutes, to try to go on your own to attempt to do this, and then we'll take this up together, inshallah. All right. You can write the answers in like a separate file, or in like on a piece of paper, or the handouts. Write them yet in the group chat. When I ask you to write the answers in the group chat, then please share your answers in the group chat. We'll take about maybe 10 minutes is too long. Maybe let's take 5 minutes to get everybody some opportunity, inshallah. Okay, where is my timer? We'll do a 5 minute timer to allow all of us to get some time with this. Timer for 5 minutes. If you have any questions, if you have any questions, I'm here to answer them, inshallah. Bi-inillah. Where is the keyboard key for edgetall.net? Keyboard. So Arabic keyboard is right here. Edgetall is right here. And right there. Did you find it, Seth? I'm here. If you'd like to ask me something, I can answer the question for you. Let's take a few minutes to get this right. All right, folks, I think the timer has expired. Oops, and I'm muted. Hold on, let me try again. So, the timer has expired, alhamdulillah. I was muted while talking, so you were not able to hear me, but now here we are. Okay, let's start. Root letters, kaf, ra, and meem. R1 is kaf, R2 is ra, R3 is meem. What is the family to past tense? Mashallah, very good. That's awesome. Amazing. Karrama. Karrama. That's awesome. Karrama. Let's look up karrama. Kaf-ra-meem. Kaf-ra-meem. And karrama, I find it right here. To call noble or high-minded, to honor, to revere, to venerate, to treat with deference, to exalt, to bestow honor. All right, so let's take bestow honor, if you don't mind. Okay, so the meaning here would be what? Let's take honored, why not? He honored, right? He honored, mashallah. Very nice, mashallah. He honored. Let us look now in the Quran dictionary. The Quran dictionary, which is right here in your resources. Quran dictionary is right there. Okay, Quran dictionary, I'm looking for kaf, ra, and meem. So I go by the first, and then I'm looking for ra. Okay, tell me when you see me scroll past ra. Kaf, ra, you see? When I go past it, say stop. There. Say yes or stop or something that you have seen it. Alright. We'll do it again for something else. I go for that. Click on go. Look at that. The triliteral root kafra meme. Kafra meme. Occurs 47 times in the Quran in 8 derived forms. Isn't that interesting? That's what we're trying to learn. These forms that are derived. Twice as, you know, the family 2 verb, karrama. 4 times as family 4, akrama, etc., etc. Kareem, 30 times. Mukarrama. Ikram. Mukrim. Mukramun. All of these are variations. Let us look at this. Sorry, Sister Umariam, what is it? What did I do wrong? I got to address speak. Did you enter kaf, ra, and meme? If you can see on the screen here, it'll tell you where you're supposed to, like, which, like, what the entry is. Kaf, ra, meme. That's okay. You can try again. It'll show up on that particular place, kaf, ra, I mean, you have to scroll down a little bit until you find it. Now, in the Quran dictionary, for example, we have the meaning of we have honored. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have certainly honored the children of Adam. Subhanallah. That's the meaning right there. كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. You notice that, folks? And Allah says we've honored them on land and on sea. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, and provided for them of the good things. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا كَثِيرًا, mimman khalaqna tafdhila, sorry, and preferred them over much of what we have created with a definitive preference. Allah has chosen us as human beings, as Bani Adam, and then and especially for us an extra and additional and in even more greater favor in some ways that He's chosen us to be Muslims. Walillahi alhamd. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. This is right here the example of the fi'il karrama. Now, do you notice something different in this version of the fi'il compared to our version of the fi'il? Do you notice a difference? Yes, you notice it. Great. You're pointing out correctly. It has na, right? Our version says karrama, right? This one is karram na. Another excellent thing to note, sister, with that there is that the meme has a sukoon. Karramna, whereas the meme in ours is karrama with a fatha. Any other thing of the meaning? Difference in the meaning? Meaning is right here. So look, meaning here is he honored. The meaning here is we have honored. Perfect. It's actually we, isn't it? Instead of he, it is actually we. You notice that? So what's up with this? Sometimes the endings of these words will change. Okay, sometimes what will change? Their endings will change. This is due to some grammar implication. In our case, the grammar implication is when you change the actor from he to we, you have to change the way the fi'il looks like. The fi'il's appearance and its spelling will change. In English, you can have two different words. We, honored. He, honored. But in Arabic, these are one word. And they are, they go hand in hand. So when the actor changes, the word entirely, when the actor changes, the word also is changed. The word is also impacted. That's what's happening. Now, we will learn these later. We will learn these later. We are not going to learn them right now. If we learn them right now, it will get too much. This is something that we have to understand when it comes to learning Arabic, is that patience is required. We cannot learn this without patience because it is a long journey and it is multi-layered. So we will peel a layer apart one by one, lest not to confuse ourselves and not to become in a situation where it's very difficult. Okay? Next one. What is this, folks? Meem, ta, and ayn. Meem, ta, and ayn, folks, is I really like how people are typing in Arabic. That's awesome. If you can't type in Arabic, type in English, no problem. But please try to participate. The tutorial is for your own benefit, inshallah. Okay? Matta'a. Excellent. Matta'a. What is the meaning of matta'a? Let's look up matta'a in our dictionary. Again, We click. And mata'a meem is M. This is an option. T is ta. And ayn. Ayn is E, by the way, okay? Ayn is E. So press E and you get mata'a. Meem, ta, and ayn, sorry. You get meem, ta, and ayn. I look for number two. What is the meaning that I find? The meaning that I find is to supply enjoyment. I like that. Ah, this is a good little thing to look at. The S-O means someone. Okay, this S-O means someone. And this S-T-H means some thing. Okay, means some thing. There's also these letters here. There's a ha. There's a ha. There's also another letter ba right here. And you see them all over the place in this dictionary. And usually it is in brackets, right? This is usually in brackets. There is a reason for this. The reason is there is a grammatical implication. Okay? Make someone enjoy something. Okay? As you can see, there is two, you can say, objects that are receiving, that are part of the action, that receive the action. And that is something that will come on later, inshallah, in our studies. Don't worry about it right now. But in the dictionary, they mention that here as well. Okay? So that is something that's very interesting. But in reality, the meaning is to make someone enjoy something. So how would we translate it? How would we translate it, folks? Nope. He made someone enjoy something. That's good. I like that. He made someone enjoy something. That's a good translation. No harm with that whatsoever. Okay? If you look at this word in the Quran, we look it up here. We look it up in our Quran dictionary. I look at meem. Okay, tell me when I should stop. I'm scrolling by it, okay? Watch here, folks. Look in here. Okay? Tell me when to stop. Ah, yes, Sister Abba, thank you. You're on the ball there. Thank you. Stop there. Great. There's the word. Meem ta'ain occurs 70 times in the Quran. MashaAllah. Matta'a, our friend. Tamatta'a is family 5. Istamta'a is family 10. Mata'a. Mata'a is the another derivative of it. Very interesting. Look at this. I will grant him enjoyment. فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. I will grant him enjoyment. Right, that's what we decided, right? The meaning was to he made someone enjoy something. Here, as you can maybe perhaps notice, فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. I will make him, I will grant him enjoyment for a little. This is from the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam said to Allah, O Allah, make this a peaceful country, a peaceful city. رَبَّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَرَزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And give also its people from الثَّمَرَاتِ. الثَّمَرَاتِ, it's translated as fruits, but in reality, ثَمَرَاتِ are actually something that's above basic necessities of life. So, you know, like the basic necessities are like here, The thamarat is like the luxuries in a way. Okay, so not just that they're enjoying a peaceful environment, but also they have luxury, they have more than they need, and that's a good situation. But don't give this to everybody. Give it to man amana minhum billahi wal yawmil akhir, only to those who believe in Allah and the last day. So Allah says, قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. He says, the one who disbelieves, فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا, I will grant him enjoyment for a little. So they will get peace. They will get thamarat. They will get luxuries. Even if they're disbelievers. But then, ثُمَّ أَطَّرُهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ, then I will force him in the punishment of the fire. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ, and what a wretched destination that is. The point for us to note is, grant him enjoyment. أُمَتِّعُهُ. Are you folks able to know these words are showing up in the Quran? Is this a fruitful exercise, or should we just take up the words only? Because I want to show at a very early stage of our study how everything can tie back to the Quran, and also to kind of lay the foundation for future things we'll see in our studies. So when you see them, you're not crying. Here, do you notice a difference in that the form is a little different? But that is okay, that is no problem. We'll talk about that later. فَأُمَتِّعُهُ also, وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ, we granted them enjoyment. مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ, again notice the we comes there. مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ, same thing as we saw when it came to the previous word, كَرَّمْنَا. Alright, excellent. Next one. Ba, ya, and noon. Yes, sir. Stand. Little alif is right there. Ba, ya, and noon. What is this, folks? Mashallah. If you have a few more people who can answer, inshallah. Anybody want to read it instead of just type it? Okay. Oh, I just realized my speakers are not working, subhanAllah. Ooh, that may not work properly. Brother Musa, sorry, I'm actually gonna apologize. The way I have my mic connected is that the speaker is, I don't have a speaker attached with it. My apologies. I don't think this will work. So I'm gonna, next time, inshallah, I'll ask people to read. I'm sorry, because I can't even hear you right now. And that's not your fault, it's just the way my system is set up, okay? My apologies. Alright, great. Let me type this up. Bayana. Excellent. Bayana. Alright. Bayana. Let's look up Bayana. I'm looking for Ba, Ya, and Noon. And oh, right away, it shows up at the very bottom. Okay? At the bottom right. Form number 2. Our family 2 here to make clear. To make clear. Yep. Great. The translation would then actually be, the translation would be, he made clear. Thank you. Very, very awesome, mashallah. Barakallahu feekum. If you look at this, okay, I'm gonna go to ba. Alright, tell me when to stop. Ready? And the way you want to do this is you want to look at, you know, the letter, the second letter. Okay? So we have kha, dal, dal, ra. Stop. That's not ba, you know. Keep going. That's okay. Ah, right there. It's at the very end, actually. It's the last word. You know what is the ya is at the very end, right? Alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, ha, kha, da, 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 da. Ya is at the very end. So anything that has a ya here as the second one, very bottom. Okay, let's go there. Okay, and you see, mashallah, 523 times. 523 times. This root occurs in the Quran. 35 times as bayyana. Okay. Let's look at how it manifests itself. For example, it's on the wrong one there, this one. Very interesting ayah. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, those who do not know, people who are ignorant of the faith, will say, لَوْ لَا يُكَلِّمُنَ اللَّهُ أَوْ تَأْتِينَ آيَةً. Why does not Allah speak to us, or they come to a sign? Or they come to us a sign? Why can't we just speak to God and just figure out what's up, what does he want? Okay, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. Those, or thus spoke those before them, like their words. Complicated way of saying, people before said the same thing. تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts resemble each other, their hearts are the same, meaning the thing, the spiritual disease that afflicts the people who say this today is the same spiritual disease that afflicted the people who said it before. قَدْ بَيَّنَّ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يُقِنُونَ. Allah says, for sure we have shown clearly the signs to people who are certain in faith. قَدْ بَيَّنَّ الْآيَاتِ, to make clear. The signs are already clear. You don't actually need to speak to Allah to know or to find out who he is. You don't need to do that. You don't need to see a great miracle in front of your eyes like the staff of Musa. There's other, the earth is filled with great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا الْآيَاتِ. We have shown clearly the signs to people who are certain in faith. Subhanallah. For us, the point to notice here is قَدْ بَيَّنَّا. Again, this is our friend. Right? The actor is we. And this will become your friend. I can guarantee you that. Okay, when the actor changes, you might be like, oh boy. But that's okay. We're gonna take it step by step. And because we have this actor changing, we had this na that's added to it. And that's what the interesting part is, that you know, you have ba, ya, noon, and then noon, right? This is bayyana. That's kind of how it is. But it's written for brevity, as this shadda is combined, or this noon with the sukoon is combined, into one shadda like this. Bai yan na, like that. Okay, but in reality this is what it is. The sukoon has been added as well, and again this is because the actor has changed, but that's okay. We are not going to concern ourselves with that too much. We're going to notice it though. Okay, next one. What is this one, folks? Oh, thank you, Salam. That's really awesome. Any other? What's the answer to this, please? Oh, I'm on the one before that, Sister Hiba. You were correct, but that's the one after. That's okay. That's awesome, mashallah. Mm-hmm. Very nice. I like how, mashallah, people are typing and are participating. If Arabic typing, like I said, is hard for you, don't make that a barrier to participating. Type in English. It's all good, inshallah. Don't you worry. Okay? Zayyana. Because that's how we will learn, inshallah. Okay? Monday, by the way, is going to be a full lesson. It's going to be like a packed lesson. So you have to have this base solid so we can build on it. Okay? We look up Zayyana. Look up Zayyana, inshallah. Z Y Noon, which is Zayyanoon. And, oh, I have seen. What is happening here? Who's making a scene? I guess I have to go up. There. To adorn, to decorate, to embellish, to ornament. Excellent. This would be he. He adorned. Excellent. He adorned. The idea of he adorned is to like make something beautiful, something very attractive. Okay? So I'm going to go to Zai, the letter, and then I'm going to ask you to tell me when am I stopping. Any shortcuts that I can take? Down below. Good. Right there, it's the last one again. I don't know why I find that funny, but I find it funny. Alright. Zayyana or Zayyanoon occurs 46 times in the Quran. By the way, these are all free resources, huh? Can you imagine? These are all sitting there, just waiting for us to use them. MashaAllah, Jazawallahu Khairan, whoever made it, may Allah reward them with good. Right? So many awesome things are there for us to just, learn from and multiply our learning or really enhance our learning experience. Alhamdulillah, this is really nice, huh? Okay. 26 times, Zayyana. Look at this. A very important ayah. فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. Then why? Why was it that when our punishment came to them, تَضَرَّعُوا, they did not humble themselves. Even in the face of Allah's punishment, they remained arrogant. Even in the face of, a difficult test, a person does not get humbled. That is a diseased heart, perhaps. Okay, a test, a difficulty is supposed to humble us, remind us of our, mortality, our limited nature, the scarcity of our resources, and remind us of the greatness and infinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ But what reality has happened is qasat qulubuhum, hearts have become hardened, or their hearts became hardened. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ, and Satan made attractive, or adorned, مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, that which they were doing. Okay, so it's not even that they were able to realize that, yep, this was wrong and I'm at fault here. They're like, no, what I'm doing is good and this is great. زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ, Shaitan has made that attractive to them, and subhanAllah, that is a cause of the heart becoming hard. And then the cycle, unfortunately, perpetuates. So this is something, it's a very important thing that Allah says, that when we make a mistake, we should not try to make it so that that mistake is made attractive to us by Satan, and we say, you know what, this is not really a mistake, this is actually a, this is not a flaw, this is a, something that's commendable. Something that's, that is something that زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ, and we see زَيَّنَ in the fi'il over here. Another example that you might know of, maybe if you read Surah Mulk, is this one. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا, now we know na, right? Meaning we. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا, we have certainly beautified the nearest heaven, right? Adorned, beautified the nearest heaven, بِمَصَابِيح, with stars. Amazing. So these are some nice, parallels. All right, very good. Let us, I think we did sakhara in class before, so I'm just gonna quickly finish up the rest of this. This is sakhara, right? And sakhara is, the meaning of sakhara would be to. The kha, by the way, is the x. Kha is x here. Kha is x. So I put sakhara and I make it right here. To make subservient, to make serviceable, to make use of, etc., etc. So we'll take the meaning of to subject and we'll put this as he subjected. Right? And the dua we did in the class was subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. Right? It's a very beautiful dua. The scene khara, as you can see, in its family two meaning, sakhara. Right there. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. Exalted is he who subjected this to us. What this? The cattle, the rides that we use, Allah has put them in our service. He has allowed us to benefit from them. Sakhara lana. Sakhara lana, right there. Okay, alhamdulillah. That's awesome. Jazakumullah khairan. I think this is great to get some good understanding of some of these words from the Quran. Okay. The rest of the two I'll leave, inshallah. If you like to look them up and attempt them, this will be very good. But the pattern is identical, inshallah. Okay. We're going to go on to activity number 2. I'm going to give you a minute to think about it. Activity number 2 is, which of the following is a family 2 past tense? Which of the following is a family 2 past tense? You're looking for the pattern. That's what you're looking at. Okay, so in this row number 1, I'll give you a few moments to think about it. Nasha Saif has written down the answers, all of them, right away. Very good. Very good. If you can't type the whole thing, no problem. You can type the letters. 2, 3, 3. MashaAllah. Some of us, like Fazana here, are typing it out. MashaAllah, that's awesome. Okay, so in this one, this is Nazala. Can this be our family to past tense? No. Because it's missing the. Missing the Shadda on R2, right? Shadda on R2 is missing, and that is why this is a no-go. Alright, is this it? Fatha on R1, Shadda Fatha on R2, Fatha on R3. Indeed, this is it, and this is our correct answer. Why not this one? Nazila. Why not this one? It has a Shadda. Ah, but. It, even though it has a shadda, it has a kasra on R2, and that for us is a no-go. So we say, you know what, you don't qualify, buddy. And this word right here, why do you cancel that out? I see R1, R2, R3. Has a hamza, very good, right? This has a hamza. And our family too has no Hamza as an extra letter. Okay, very good. Alright, so this is also no good. Alright, next one. Bashira. Yes or no? No, because of. Okay, let's see, go now, please. Because of the kasra, right? We don't want this. Alright. Alright, that's no good. What about this one? In addition to the kasra here, there's also a dhamma on R1. That's why this is no good. This one, fatha on R1, Shadda Fatha, and very good. That's the one, right? This is our answer. Bashara, very good. And Bashara, the same problem. No Shadda. Shadda is missing. So we say no. Great. Qawama, number 3. No, because there is no Shadda again. No Shadda, no good. Okay, here is a Shadda. A Qawama. Why no? Shut down the wrong letter. Shut down should be on. This is on R1. Shut down needs to be on R2. So this, of course, is incorrect. It needs to be on R2. Needs to be here. Okay. And then Qawwama is our winner. Meets the conditions. Why not Qawwamun? Qawwamun. Two dhammas. Our pattern does not have two dhammas. Okay? So this is we're gonna remove this from the correct answer. Awesome, mashallah, that's great. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'm actually going to plug in my charger. Just give me a second here, please. I'm gonna plug in my charger because it is dying. My laptop. Subhanallah, these laptops are so interesting because they started off as like a really high battery laptop, and now subhanallah, even like 1 hour later, it's like dying. You know, planned obsolescence, I think that's what they call it. I'm gonna skip activity 3 because activity 3 is, drum roll, your homework. Yes, and in fact, I will actually start our lesson on Monday with activity 3. Okay, I want to take it up there because that will, activity 3 will lead us very, very nicely into the lesson of the day. Okay, the homework again, folks, is if a person doesn't do it, they'll be fine. They can show up the day of and pay attention and get it, hopefully, inshallah. But just taking a few minutes before the class is like 8 o'clock Eastern time. If you sit a few minutes before that, maybe 8, 7:45, you spend 15 minutes looking at this, attempting it, you're good to go, inshallah. So it's very basic, inshallah. And by the way, the homework I write down here now, right? Homework is written here. What is the homework? Activity 3 from past tense. Okay? Sounds good? I had actually requested the folks from the other tutorials, from the other tutorial, that they should email me the homework. They should email me, okay? Type your like, send it to me in email, right? So like, same thing here. I told them that homework, you can complete it and email it to me, and inshallah our wonderful TAs will help me provide you with the feedback, so you're able to, you know, solidify your learning, inshallah. Okay, so complete it, please. In any way, type it in an email, whatever way you feel like doing, write it by hand and take a picture of it and email it to me. Whatever works for you, just do it, inshallah. Just make it easy and we'll try our best to, you know, work with it, inshallah. Okay, awesome. Dictionary practice, because the dictionary is going to be our friend, right? I hope so. All right, let us look at the dictionary. Alhamdulillah, thank you, sister, affirming that. Here is the dictionary entry. We've seen a few of them now, so it's not the first time we're looking at it, but now we're gonna break it down a little bit more so that it's not such a shock to your system every time you open it. Okay, when you open the dictionary, in this case I typed in Ayn, Lam, and Meem. Okay, I typed in Ayn, Lam, and Meem. This entry shows up. What do I get from it? Let me split my view here. Okay, what do I get from this? Okay, firstly, this Ayn, Lam, Meem that you see here. This Ayn, Lam, Meem that you see here, these are the root letters. The first part of an entry are the three root letters. Okay, I think that was obvious to us, but it's important that we highlight it. Okay, sometimes there's a prefixed one or two, that is just sometimes if a word with a root letter has, in a, on the odd occasion, two non-shared meanings. Okay, that's rare, it's not that common. Okay, but this example was specifically chosen to show that there's an one here sometimes, but really for us, the one with the number one here in the root letters is the one that matters for us. All right, so the first entry, the first part of this is the root letters. The next part of it is, can you see this, right? It's written as alima. Alima. What's the what's on R1 in alima? R1 has what? R1 is Ayn. Alima. What's on R1? Alima. Fatha. Very good. What's on R2? Alima. 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 Kasra. Fantastic. What's on R3? Alima. 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 Fatha. Excellent. This, the transliteration of Alima is the present, is the past tense. The transliteration of Alima is the past tense of family one for the root letters. Okay? You may remember when we were doing this in the class, this was a note that some of you made that I'll show you something. This was a note that somebody made in class, and I thought it was a good note. There. Right? In this comparison that we had put up side by side, right? In this one that we have put up side by side, comparing two, you know, like words here. Oh, man. Okay. Let me annotate here quickly. Okay. You notice. That Navara and Salima R2 of family one had a different, you know, this is R2 with a fatha, and this is R2 with a kasra. Okay, this is an interesting little tidbit when it comes to our friend family one. Okay, we will get to this later, not right away. We will get to this inshallah, I think in a couple of weeks, but it's important and worthwhile for us to note that to determine the tashkil on family one, we look in the dictionary to do so. And right in the first thing here, it will tell us the past tense of family one. Okay? Something for us to just as an FYI for now, don't worry about it too much. Alright, after this you see an A. Do you notice the A sitting by itself, all lonely? Right here, this guy. This is going to play a very important part when we study family one. Okay, this is going to play a very important role. Learning Arabic, folks, takes patience. One of my friends once said that, you know, the Quran was revealed over 23 years, right? It was revealed over 23 years. So it takes time for it to be learned and absorbed. Likewise, learning Arabic to understand the Quran will take time, requires patience. And, you know, not to say it will take 23 years, but it takes time to slowly build up that understanding that's complete and whole. So here this guy will play an important role. Next up is a bracket. It says ilm. In brackets it says ilm. What is that? That is the master for family one. That is the master for family one. So all three of these things, okay? This guy, okay, this guy and this guy all have to do with family one. All right, but I wanted you to know that this is how it is, pun intended. To know the meaning is for family one in the form of to something something, to know. It's not the fi'l, he knew. It's written as to know, to be informed, to be da da da. Okay, we've seen this quite a few times. We are not that we're not that concerned about it. Here, when you scroll down after a few lines, you will see number two. Number two is the meaning for family too, in the form of quote to dot dot dot. Right. So form two or family two is to teach. So we will say, allama, he taught. Allama, he taught. Just like we were doing in the exercise before. All right. Now here is an activity for us. Okay. Here is an activity for us. This was just to show us how this, you know, the purpose of this is to show us this dictionary and what to do with it. Okay. And how to navigate it, because we need to learn how to navigate it for our studies. Okay. So the activity here is find the meaning of the rest of the families for Ain, Mim, Lam in the dictionary and then fill it in over here. Okay. Fill it in over here. You see that, folks? All right, I'm going to give you a few minutes to look this up, to think about it. Not a few minutes, actually, I'll give you maybe half a minute, inshallah. And then we will take it up to do so. Alright, folks. So. Let us try. Number four. What is number four? The meaning. Number four is right, to let someone know, right? We'll change it into he, right? He let someone know. Make sense? Five. What's the meaning of five? He learned. Correct? He learned. This, by the way, is this hadith. خَيْرُكُمْ قُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ عَلَّمَ. What family is this? Ayla meme, correct. That's the root letters. Which family does this belong to? Allama. Family 2. Ta'allama, from the meaning, those who learn the Quran. Ta'allama is family 5. To learn. Isn't that interesting? Ta'allama, family 5. Allama, family 2. Ta'allama, to learn. Allama, to teach. Khayrukum ma'ana wa 'allamahu. Best of you are those who learn the Quran and those who teach it. Allahu Akbar. He learned. Alright. Number 6. He feigned erudition, like Solange is saying. He pretended to know, right? He pretended to know. That's our problem. It's not good to pretend to know, actually. Great. Number 7. Number 7. Couldn't find it. Is it there? Is there number 7 there? Not there, right? Exactly. So this is NA. If one of the families does not appear for a root letter, okay, in the dictionary, that means that that family does not exist in real life Arabic. And thus its meaning is non-existent, and thus it's not in the dictionary. Okay? 7-7-N-A. Okay, what about 8? 8 is also N-A. Great. 9. Same thing. N-A, right? But 10 is... Let's make it into like a fi'l. He inquired. Right, he inquired. Alhamdulillah. So that's awesome. Right, mashallah, you all did really well. This is what our... Now, do you feel a bit more comfortable with this dictionary now? Right? Are you able to see what's going on where certain things here and there... Like, is your comfort level... When the first time you saw this, what was your comfort level from 1 to 10? 1 being not comfortable, 10 being very comfortable. The first time you saw the dictionary, you're like, whoa. Right? 0. I would say 1 to 10. Okay, what is it now? What is it now? Okay, definitely above 0. Alhamdulillah. Alright, so that's great. And then it will keep increasing. The more we learn Arabic, the more we understand and acquire vocabulary, the more our understanding of the dictionary will go up. Understanding of the dictionary goes up, the more easier it will be for us to learn new words. So it's like this cycle, right? And it accelerates once you're on it, right? Once you're on it will accelerate, inshallah ta'ala. So this is now, I think, a decent intro to the dictionary. Inshallah, you should be able to handle it without too much difficulty. The second part of your homework is this. I have given you a root letters, Kha, Lam, and Qaf. I'd like you to look up the family one past tense, family one masdar, and family one meaning. Okay? And then the meanings of family 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and... I excluded 9 because 9 was not there, and also I didn't want to go into the next page. And then 10. Okay, if you find it, this should be a easy one to look up. Khalaqa, right? I will put this as if you're not able to type, khalaqa, kha is x, lam, and qaf is a capital K, I believe. No. Alhamdulillah. Last thing, and then we'll end with this, is that the reason why we actually decided to and decided to go with the Roman numerals is because the dictionaries are set up that way. The dictionaries, you look at, you see like the Quran dictionary on Quran corpus, they're using the Roman numerals as well, right? Like they're using, you know, 2, 3, 4. You look at Hanswer, he's using 2, 3, 4. You look at Lanes. Lanes actually uses 1, 2, 3, 4. He actually uses the Arabic numerals. But I'll show you one other dictionary, which is probably my favorite one, which is the Arabic English Dictionary of Quranic Usage by Professor Abdul Halim, which I will update and upload later for you, right? But just as a quick thing for you, see, like even this one, if I was to scroll down a little bit, right, see, like some random word, okay? See, 2 is there. Maybe I can find a better word to show you some examples from. You see, 4. How, you know, this is how it shows up in many of these dictionaries. Walillahi alhamd. Look at that. 8. Right? So that's how all of the English language literature, most of it is using these forms or these terminologies. So we were trying to get ourselves used to it as well, because those are the resources that are at our disposal. Alhamdulillah. If you will learn Arabic in the Arabic world, that's not how you learned, by the way. Okay, there's a different way to learn it there. But we're learning it in line and in consistency with the resources we have at our disposal. Zakla Solan for the really awesome testimony. We appreciate your thoughts and your participation and these beautiful words, and also the fact that you are you and Sister Asfi and everybody else are helping us out and you know, encouraging everybody and teeing for us. Barakallahu fikum jami'an, inshallah. Thank you everybody for coming out. Like I said, we're gonna stop a little bit earlier if we finish what's required. What's left is our homework. The homework is due before the beginning of the lecture on Monday, right? So it's a couple of things. Take some time. Please email it to us. If you want to type it. If you want to print it and write it by hand, do that. Whatever way works, just email it to me. And that's inshallah it. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we will see you all on Monday, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you. ما يبدل القول لدي